reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and he's the king of Wisconsin, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing good, man. Looking forward to this show. I think we need a little fun and excitement in our life.
And we will get to that. And you guys know we are a wrestling and wrestling figure podcast and merch and anything that comes with that. But there's a lot of unrest in the world right now. It's really kind of strange to do this show. And we're just going to touch on it for a moment and let everybody know where we stand, because, you know, we always talk about we don't put a microphone in front of our faces to fucking silence ourselves. And, you know, I feel like we have a platform and we're not going to get too political or nothing like that. But with all the unrest in the world and, you know, with the murder of George Floyd last week, and I live in Columbus, Ohio, a city where we are having riots and protests and things that come along with that, we just want to go ahead and say that we believe, why not? I'll let Barry speak, but I believe that Black lives do matter. You have a group in our society that feels that they are being, there's some unjust being done, there's some social injustice, and they don't feel like they're getting equal treatment. And it's well documented, these cases that keep popping up similar to George Floyd. This isn't about George Floyd. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I think we as a people need to sit down and listen to each other and listen to what the problems are and work towards change and work towards making it so everybody in the society feels like, you know, they're being protected and they feel safe and they don't have the potential to die during a routine traffic stop. And, you know, we're not trying to single anybody out or nothing like that. And, you know, me and Barry each made a little statement on Twitter today and lost a couple followers. We anticipated that. But at the same time, I think that it deserves to be brought up and at least say where we stand by it. And we don't want to just be one of those people that like, oh, okay, well, we don't want to say anything about it because we don't want to lose followers, because I think that's whack. We have a platform. We're going to use it how we want to. And, you know, social equality is something that's important to me and Barry. I know we both come from different places and I live in a melting pot of a community, and to have people that I see every single day not feel as safe as I do and not have the same experience I do in life it's really lame and really whack. And I think changes need to be done. And hopefully as society, we move forward, those changes happen.
Yeah, man, I'm 100% in agreeance with you. Hell, my family is basically mixed race, biracial, whatever you want to call it. You know, we got, you know, black, white, Mexican, everything. I mean, we got all kinds of races in my family. So we never, you know, look down on someone. We never treat anybody different. Like I said on Facebook today, if you're an asshole, you're an asshole. That's kind of the way I look at it. I treat people how I get treated by them. So if you treat me great, we're going to have a great time. If you treat me bad, we're going to have a bad time. But I've never seen people just hide their feelings. Hide, oh my God, someone might get mad at me. You know what I mean? Like, you know that's wrong. Fucking say something. I mean, that's the blow up here is, we can go to restaurants, we can go out, we can go to all these places and shop, and it's cool. But, oh my God, there's video fucking footage of all this stuff. And some of it's, you know, fucked up. And people just don't get it. They're scared to say something. Stand up for your fellow person. That's all I can say, man. Stand up for each other. We're, like I said, we're in this together. I mean, it's us. And like me and Eric were talking, also, you got innocent people standing there with their hands up getting pepper sprayed in the face. I mean, come on. That's not right. So stand up for your fellow, you know, your fellow man or woman. That's all I'm saying.
And the fact that it's 2020 and we're still having the same conversations we had in the 60s and 50s and well before that is, it's upsetting. So a lot of progress needs to be made. Barry, let's get into shout outs. First off, I want to shout out Wrestling Toy Tracker. Obviously, their website, they added Defining Moments, which is great. I've been scrolling through with the jump and the prices of reselling. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, some of these figures that, you know, Defining Moments particularly, we got off eBay for $15, $20, you know, 5-6 months ago, or now $60, $80. So it's pretty crazy to see. But check them out, because actually with the secondary market soaring like it is right now, Wrestling Toy Tracker is a definite tool to have in your pocket, whether it be retros, which we'll talk about later, Hasbros, Gloobs, Bendems, LJNs. I mean, they got you covered. So definitely have them, that tool in your toolbox. Fully Posable, Jeff and Scott, the OGs of the Fig Life. Yeah, we, and you know, me and Jeff talk a lot and stuff that's going on in our cities, and yeah, it's a crazy world. And Jeff, you know, is a very wise man, and I have a lot of respect for him and Scott for what they do. So I, to help the efforts they made to help form this community and bring people together, I feel like we might not, you know, be here as viable as a podcast without the community they help create. So, and we're very, very mindful of that, and we call them very good friends of ours. Positively Pro Wrestling. You know, I sat down last week, Barry, with Steve. He talked to me about, you know, being a content creator, being the podcast, the history of the podcast, where it came from, our mindset, how it evolved, where we want to take it, things like that. And I think it's, if you want to know more about Doing the Favorite podcast, look for my interview with Steve, because I thought that, you know, he covered a lot of bases. He came in prepared with a lot of questions, and I was very impressed. So I had a really nice time talking to Steve. All the Ohio players, there's too many to name. I can't, if I name one, I'm going to leave somebody out. So I'm going to start, you know, you guys know who you are. I love you guys. You guys definitely help put us where we are now and help give us a voice and help give us this platform. Without your support, we definitely wouldn't be here. RJ over at Ringside Rant continues pounding out articles for the website. I mean, he does such good work highlighting these matches, right down to Ray and Eddie last week, to Austin and Brett at WrestleMania 13. A few days ago, he posted a fantastic, talented guy. You might have saw him get retweeted by Cody Rhodes. He asked him a question if the TNT title was open to non-AEW talent, which Cody Rhodes answered yes, which a lot of wrestling websites and news sources picked up and ran with it, because that was news, and that was a great question. That just shows you how bright of a mind that RJ is. The Kings of Drip, Wando and BC_Ray27, those guys, man, love you guys. Show us all the support. Love talking everything from baseball to wrestling to life issues, everything with those dudes. I love them. Dobro, a day one. I can't say enough. I wore a shirt last night. If you don't like Dobro, you can go fuck yourself. The fact that he took one of our quotes and made a shirt, unbelievable. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my boy Sammy Evans just, you know, checking up on me, you know, being a friend, being somebody I can talk to, you know, with everything that's been going on in my life as far as being a first-time dad and being a frontline worker and now living in a city where this is going on. You know, it's been a lot to take in this past 6 months. So it's good to have friends like that check on me, to aware of what's going on in my life and are have empathy and are reaching out. So I love you guys. Thank you guys all so much.
Yeah, I guess I'll jump in here and let you know, have you listened to Fully Posable yet this week?
I always listen to him after we do our show.
You know, Jeff said that, you know, I had buried him, but then I redeemed myself at the end of the show. So I don't know. Did I say something positive about Jeff?
Not that I recall.
See, I don't know. Maybe he's losing it. I mean, Scott's the man over there. He's got to know that. But on to smaller fish in the sea. Well, in the desert, so to speak. The man, GBM. Out here in these streets, the Walmart Wonder, the Titan of Target, Captain Ahab himself, picking up, you know, big husky women everywhere he goes. And that's good brother Mike. He's actually getting back in our good graces from what I hear. I would be, you know, like you said, I'd be remiss if I didn't wish that GBM had better, you know, phone connection when he calls us, so I could hang up on him again. But the DTF security team rolls one deep at all times. Mike the cleaner taking no L's out here with, you know, shotguns and all kinds of weaponry while he's playing video games. So you got to respect that. The man jobbing with Josh, give him a shout out this week. A real cool dude. RJ just had a birthday, you know, ringside rant there. Turned 49, I think. Is he 49?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I was going to say he's really old, but we like him anyway. He's okay. I don't know if you listen to Boot to the Face, but White Marty over there doing big things. Chris Rucker, of course, tried to do his impersonation of me, which even White Marty said was absolutely terrible. So Rucker, you gotta do better, brother. You know, you come at the king, don't miss. So you missed. Ring Skirts, Fig Tees, those guys are phenomenal. They make clothing for your wrestling figures, things like that. Check those dudes out. Breaker and Bane, the Breaker and Bane Power Hour, back to the Nintendo. Nothing but love for those dudes. They help us out so much, and we appreciate you guys. So thank you.
Barry, nice little news segment this week. So we're going to go ahead and get right into that. We have MOC images for the Legends figures. I'm going to go ahead and pull these up for myself real quick so I can give an accurate description. So, Barry, are you looking at them?
I am.
So basically what we have here, I like what they did with the Valentine. I really do. It's kind of like the old school packaging with the colors and everything, but with the new school, obviously elite twist to it. Love the hammer. Love how they put the robe on the side. Obviously, hammer's going to have the chase. Aesthetically more pleasing for a MOC collector. I enjoy that. Again, we'll touch on that in a minute, too. Heenan in the weasel suit. That's one that you said is a must-have for you, Barry.
Yeah, I got a few.
You got a few.
I got a few coming.
So then, okay, here's the problem. Razor Ramon. Two things I'm looking at on this figure right here that jump out at me. One, we don't get the thumbs for the bad guy pose. And two, they're putting the chains on over the hair. Your thoughts, Barry?
I think it looks like shit. I mean, maybe that they'll fix that. I hope they do in distribution. But if he comes like that, I mean, it looks shitty. Like, it takes away from the figure a lot. It's a distraction.
So, okay. Here's what was asked. Action Figure Attack was answering some questions. Duh Handsome One said, will Razor's Legend 7 chains be fixed? Seems to be connected to his ears instead of his neck. Action Figure Attack replied, it looks like this is most likely final pack out. You'll have to place the chains under the hair for yourself if you're an opener. The guy said, I'm MOC. To which Action Figure Attack replied, there's a very slim chance it was fixed, but I can't say for sure with the constraints of being out of the office. Don't want to get your hopes up if it indeed was not fixed. So there's a chance that it might not come like that, but sounds likely that it will. Also, One Punch Rings asked Action Figure Attack, just saw the Legends MOC images. Love the way Valentine is packed to show which version you're getting. Best fig of the bunch, in my opinion. But what happened to Razor's thumbs up hands? Will those be included, or have they been scrapped? To which Action Figure Attack replied, "The thumb hands have unfortunately been cut. There was a tooling issue that caused the need to remove them. We learned of this after the pre-sale went live. I've already slotted in the thumb hands for the different figure in 2021 to get them out as quickly as possible." So a little disappointing, especially if you're an opener, if you're a displayer, and you want the thumb hands for the bad guy pose. I understand that. But to me, they're having a rough time with this line. To the Sting getting pulled, to now this Razor potential debacle for an MOC collector. Do like the Valentine. Think it looks great. Love the packaging. I think the Heenan is a must-have, obviously. We've talked about that. Your thoughts on what I just said, Barry, about the Razor?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree. I don't know how you can let a tooling issue, you know, take away from a figure that you got people all hyped up for, and then it's just, we had a tooling issue. Like, you can't get another one. You know what I mean? So, well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. This could be COVID-related, and he touched on being out of the office.
Yeah, it could be.
So maybe work was being done that was otherwise be super. I don't know. I don't know the process at all. I'm not going to pretend like I do. But it could be, you know, with COVID, people working from home. You know, we've heard about breakdowns, communications, and other lines of work. It's very possible that happened here. But again, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. Also, according to Twitter account at Dysfunko, Wrestling News Source tweeted out today. Oh, I'm sorry, yesterday, June 1st, a few new pops that are going to be coming out. And this raises some eyebrows a little bit. We're getting a Rock, which a lot of people are going to ho-hum, oh, another Rock, whatever. Macho Man Randy Savage. So that's two Funkos I'm probably going to get because those are my guys. And the third one I thought was hella interesting. Shout out to my West Coast boys saying, I say hella. Work that in there for them. Mr. T. Which potentially could open up a lot of doors. Barry, your thoughts.
I pity the fool. You know what I mean? Like you said, it'll be interesting. I mean, a Mr. T could open up like a WrestleMania 1 pack with like T and Hogan and Orndorff and Piper and Orton in the corner. I mean, like you said, that opens a lot of possibilities. So, I mean, there's some cool things they can do by adding Mr. T.
I mean, Mr. T Elites would be amazing to have. A two-pack from WrestleMania 2 with him and Piper with the boxing gloves on.
Yeah.
Would be fantastic. I mean, that, to me, that's just wrestling history. So, yeah, Mr. T, I expect us to get a Mr. T Elite sometime in the 80s series. That's just me being maybe too bold of a prediction. I don't know. I'm saying it, though. Fuck it. Also, Ringside Collectibles will have Freddie Blassie soon. Say whatever you're going to say.
Thank God you got me one.
Also, Elite 76. I'm sorry. Elite 77 mint on card images were released. Barry, I sent you the picture. All right, I'm going to let you go first before I get into it. So give me your thoughts on what you see.
Well, the Rick Rude, of course, is a banger. The only thing that I think is going to be hard is that robe, depending on how it's put on him, to know what's the chase and what's not. I think Viscera looks really cool. Bray Wyatt, of course, the Fiend, that's, to me, the must-haves are, you know, Bray Wyatt, Rick Rude, and Miss Elizabeth. Unless Pete comes through again with a Rowdy Ronda, we'll not have that. AJ, how he keeps getting all these figures, I don't know. And Viscera actually looks cool. I wouldn't be mad at getting that either.
Obviously, I'm really stoked that Alliance got three flashback figures. You know, I'm not too keen on the SummerSlam packaging. That's just me. I mean, I'm at least being using a series. I may have said different in the past, but I'm looking at that Bray Wyatt, and the figure is so amazing. It's in that goofy SummerSlam packaging.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And you're going to love me for saying this, but I would have been cool with that being a ringside exclusive in some kind of special packaging.
Why? So that it could be bent up and the top flops down on its own.
What you want to say, but that's the only way we would get that figure in special packaging.
It could. Would it be special packaging?
You know what I mean. Some kind of Fiend related.
They would fucking throw a collectibles fucking sticker on it and be like, here it is. And you'd have people going, oh my God, it's a fucking, it's an exclusive.
Your consistency of the matter is astounding. And hey. I mildly applaud it.
You should.
Also, Elite 78 case breakdown. We all know that Elites come 8 per case. Entertainment Earth, I'm sorry, released this information earlier. Barry, are you ready for an Elite 78 case breakdown?
I am. I'm buckled in.
Okay, buckled the fuck in. You are going to get one Elite Matt Riddle per case. You are going to get one Elite Naomi. You're going to get one Elite Drake Maverick, which right here it says Dave Maverick. Shout out to them for fucking that up. One R-Truth with the 24/7 championship. So there's your R-Truth Elite we've all been talking about. And you get two each of Randall, Keith Orton, and Kofi Kingston. Your thoughts?
Matt Riddle. Geeked up for Matt Riddle to get that Elite. I think that's the one everybody will run and buy, and you'll have to pay fucking 3-4 times what it's worth.
You agree with how they packaged it as far as like how they divvied up the 8?
I ain't mad at it. It makes it funner trying to hunt them down.
I agree. I'm cool with 2 Ortons and 2 Kingstons. I really am. So that's, yeah. I think that those will move to the more casual fan, the kids, you know what I mean? The kids that want the Randy Orton, the kids that want the Kofi Kingston. I think 2 Drake Mavericks might have been a mistake. 2 Naomis, we'll see how she sells. I'm getting one, obviously. I will be getting Riddle, Naomi, and R-Truth out of this set. Possibly Kofi. Ah, fuck. I could possibly get everybody but Drake Maverick, to be honest with you. But the Riddle, Naomi, R-Truth are 1,000% coming out with me. We also have a basic 111 case breakdown. Now, same source, Entertainment Earth. They will come 12 per case. That's how basics come. I know you're going to have funny opinions about this. I can't wait. You're going to get 2 Eric Rowans, 2 Nikki Cross, 2 Kevin Owens, 3 Jeff Hardys, and 3 Firefly Funhouse Bray Wyatts. Go ahead.
I'm not really mad at. Is Rowan still going to be released though?
I guess he's still going to be released as of now.
You know, and of course the Brays will get, you know, people snatch them up. Even being basics. I mean, I don't know if I'll get one. I'm not a big basic collector, so.
I always tell myself I'm not going to get basics, and then I see one and I do. Maybe the Firefly Funhouse Bray. That might be the only one. But again, I don't want to say I'm anti basics. I get them. I'm always like, why the fuck did I get this? I don't need this. So, it is what it is. Also, now there was rumors going around the internet today. Nothing from a credible source. Nothing that's been reported by anybody as credible that leads to believe this is what it's going to be. Wrestling News Source even said they respect the information, but until they come from a credible source, they're not going to really acknowledge it. We're kind of the same. But it was a rumor floating around, so we're going to go ahead and talk about it, the possible speculation. And that is the names for Elite 79s and then Elite 80. So Barry, I'm going to go ahead and read 79 off first, and then we can talk about it. We have Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Io Shirai, Big E, Xavier Woods, Bobby Fish. Your thoughts?
Io Shirai, Big E, and Xavier Woods better be banging. If not, this could be a very disappointing set in my eyes.
Io Shirai is definitely due for an elite.
Yeah.
I don't think this is real. I don't. There's no flashbacks.
Well, and there's no, like...
Well, 78, there's no flashbacks in 78 either, but, I mean, both these series, there's no flashback. You're talking about three series in a row with no flashbacks.
Yeah, but there's no, like, damn, I gotta get that.
We haven't seen them yet. We haven't seen them.
Right, but it's, you know, it's like, damn, I gotta get that. Just the name, you know what I mean?
The only name that jumps out at me is Io Shirai.
Yeah.
The only name. Which, yeah, and I think that we're about due for another Daniel Bryan. We might even be due for another Roman. We haven't had a Roman in a second.
When's Charlotte getting another one?
She has an Ultimate Edition coming out.
Oh, well, that still ain't an elite.
It's not an elite, you're right. Also, Series 80, talking about Ricochet, Kevin Owens, Eric, Ivar, Bailey, Kyle O'Reilly. Anything jump out at you?
Bailey. Just to kind of see what they do. I mean, I'm interested to kind of, you know, see what they do. We got a little storm brewing outside.
I hear you out there up there in Wisconsin.
I don't know if you heard that, but
got a little weather. Yeah, microphone caught that. A little weather up there in Wisconsin.
I was going to say, son, the heavens opened up on us right there when I mentioned Bailey.
Eric and Ivar could be cool. They will be cool. We saw prototypes of those, like drawings.
Yeah, that if they're like I said, if their mask and stuff look like that, then yeah.
We did talk about that. Cool. We talked about that last week. They are going to be in Elite Series 80, so those I believe are confirmed. But again, you know, Bailey with the soccer mom haircut. We're due for that. You know, she made a kind of a change in character a little bit. So an updated Elite would be nice. People love those Ricochet figures, man. They do.
That prices are up.
But it's just shit. They sure are. But yeah, so that's, I don't think they're real. I think there will be adjustments. I think that that's a long time to go without a dope flashback. Even though 77, we got three flashbacks. So,
sure.
Time will tell. Barry, a word from our sponsor.
Well, I mean, I wrote this and I thought, man, this is going to be great. But then we just got that big clap of thunder and then a little lightning. So, you know, the weather's getting warmer, you know, muggier, hotter. Your ball sack's getting sweatier. You know, it's getting harder and harder. There's a long line to get in to see your stylist to fix that, you know, that atrocity on top of your head. Well, luckily for your private area, you get to be your own personal groomer. There's no waiting, no long lines, other than to get an opportunity to look at your work. You know what I mean? To see what you can do. Don't let your partner down. Shave a design. Shave a cartoon character. Put Popeye opening up a can of that spinach, getting strength. Getting strong. You know what I mean? Get that lawnmower 3.0. Get the ball toner. Get the deodorant. Go to www.manscaped.com. Get 20% off when you use the code DTF. And that's it, Eric. I really, that's all I can give them.
That's got to be the coolest. I had my microphone on mute. I'm sorry. That has to be the coolest promo code in the game, though, right? DTF. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com using promo code DTF. Barry, you ready to do some leg work on me?
We should.
My leg work is very light this week. Very light. I'll go into mine first. GBM sent me some WCW merch, some little, I don't know, I'm not sure what they are, Macho Man, Crow, Sting. You kind of place on your fingers. At first glance, I thought they were erasers. They're that small. But always cool to have that merch. I didn't know. And then also, in typical GBM fashion, tucked away literally and probably legit 6 envelopes of boxing of like little envelopes that he created. There was 5 little baseball card size Macho Man magnets, which are very cool. I'm guessing that he intended on me doing a live unboxing for this and having to struggle with opening it. Because, you know, he's a tape fiend, right?
Right. So
it's taped up like a bomb coming in. Always looks suspect coming to the house. But, yeah, I mean, but very cool. Thank you, GBM. Macho Man cards went right up on the fridge. Rachel was stoked about that. Marketing director, very thrilled. But for me, for my leg work, Target by my house had a couple number jumps the past couple weeks. So when I go there for wine necessities, obviously we're not doing leg work full throttle like we were. We're still picking and choosing our spots, maintaining good social distancing, not going every day, things like that. So I went to Target by my house when I saw a number jump. Getting hit with 75s up here still, Barry, up at Targets. Now, for some reason, this goes back to like Dolph Elite 70s, where I'm only seeing the chases and not the regulars. I've probably picked up or seen, not picked them all up, 7 or 8 Chase Hurricanes. I don't know what the hell, how that keeps happening, but I put them on the website and they last about 20 minutes. They go quickly. Also, same thing with Elite 75 Pete Dunne. So I'm just kind of the thing right now where if I see a number jump by my store and I get my hands on those 2 figures, I'm grabbing them up and posting them on the website for people. That's doingthefavor.com. Go to the legwork section. Cost plus shipping as long as I grab it off the peg. So people's getting good deals for 28 shipped. You know, I hooked up a couple more people this week with those. Very cool to do. There's been rumors of collector edition Pete Dunne that came with Elite 64 popping up at Ollie's for $9.99. I do have a couple Ollies around here. I don't go religiously, but if I do, I will let you know. So I'll grab it, and of course, I'll throw it up on the website for what I pay for it. You know, no big deal. I think it's the regular packaging, too, not the Canadian packaging.
And that's a decent figure. It's still going for a good price.
And one thing that has startled me, and this is crazy, collector edition Billy Kay's, we're to the point now with those, Barry, they're sitting. There's been 2 Billy Kays at my Target for about 3 weeks. Mm. Same spot. Sitting. So that's where we're at with those. Anybody needs a Billy Kay, holler at me, dude. I'll hook you up. Cost plus shipping. I did see Battle Pack 65s at Target today. That was with Ricochet and Velveteen Dream, the Hardy Boys, and Kevin Owens and Mustafa Ali. Which, not terrible battle packs. Almost picked up the Dream and Ricochet. The Dream actually has his like feather boa with the Dream over. It's his like kind of like Hulk Hogan gear. Sorry about that. Stumbled a little bit. Almost picked it up. I thought it was pretty cool. The Ricochet still has that same head scan, but I passed because I don't really need them. I would just display them loose and I'd eventually be like, I don't need these and da 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 da. So. But they were cool. I did like them. Not terrible. One of the better battle packs I've seen in a while. Barry, talk about your legwork, homie.
Well, nobody sent me nothing.
Okay.
So my legwork is basically you're getting hit with 75s. I'm getting hit with 73s and 74s. But no, like Alistair, you know, nothing like that. None of the real good figs are around. You know, the Anvils, the Natties, they're still there. But not like literally nothing. Our stores haven't restocked at all. I mean, there's, I think, 4 73s or 74s. The Finn Balor and AJ Styles are sitting there. And that's it. And there's nothing for me to even buy from our stores. So it's been very dry.
Well, and that's been the case for a lot of people. This is going to kind of nice transition to our next segment. We're going to take a stroll down Edward Bay. know, Edward Bay has been a friend in our lives for a lot of years. I know mine, Barry, for a lot of years, yours too, especially, right? You've been shopping off Edward Bay for, you've been friends with Edward Bay for a while, correct?
Long time.
Yeah, you guys get along good. So, you know, we've been hearing rumors of the secondary market. I know that WWE Retro Stars, they have their finger on the pulse when it comes to this, and some of the tweets they've been making, it's fucking insane what they've been seeing. So I just typed in WWE Retro. I typed in WWE Mattel Retro, and I went to some sold prices just to kind of highlight what's going on in the secondary market right now. Barry, today, how much do you think a retro ring, sealed, brand new, sold for?
$200.
Well, that's a very high estimate. $125.50. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to go a little lower than that.
Well, I'm not going to ask you. The figs are going $150.
Undertaker Series 1 sold today for $90. Huh. We also have a loose Roman Reigns, which we know that was a valuable figure already, for $100. Here's another retro ring for $65, a little more reasonable. Still high, though. Sorry, Jeff, I got to do this to you, buddy. Jeff sent me a WWE Retro JYD. He sent it to me for free because he got a few extra ones from Megalopolis, I believe. One sold this morning for $150.
What a something, guy.
Something that was sitting on some pegs at Five Below 3-4 months ago. Now for $150. Diesel Series 10, $99. Here's a Roman Reigns on card Series 1, $169. Series 4 Ric Flair, probably my favorite retro of them all, $150. This is just fucking insane. Oh, my God. Yeah, look at some of these prices. Barry, your thoughts on this madness.
People are losing their minds in quarantine, man. And so a lot of people are going to feel bad when we start getting out and about and all of a sudden those figures are back down to $10. So, cake up. Better do it now.
Series 1, Roman Reigns on card, $201. Just, here's another Kevin Nash or Diesel, $100. Ultimate Warrior, $120. I mean, it's just, the madness goes on and on and on and on and on. It seemed like not that long ago, we were talking about these things with like great anticipation.
Right.
And now there's, let's see what other kind of madness we have going on right here. Let's see what this Ricochet figure, this Elite 69 Ricochet, has been $50. That was a little more, a little higher. Tommaso Ciampa, let's see what this one's going for. $68. $60. It's insane.
And those two figures are beautifully packaged in my closet.
Hall of Champions Kane, I'm looking at my wall right now. $115.
Jesus.
It's nuts. Let's see what this Ron Simmons is going for. I don't think it's going to be as high, but I could be surprised. $75. Jesus. Okay. And the one that always gets me, remember the Liv Morgan madness?
Yep.
And that was, we helped out a lot of people with those figures. $170.
So everyone that we sent those to, we're going to need those back, homie.
Yeah, we're going to need a little little return sender action on those. Let's see what how the Sonya Deville's doing. This is all live, though. This is great. Great audio right here.
Hey, they love this shit.
They love this shit.
It's our reaction.
Sonya Deville, $55. Wow.
You sent a lot of them out.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Target by my house has always been pretty good to me. So I always brag about it, but let's see what Gorilla's going for. That was another one. These secondary prices are crazy. $75
for Gorilla.
For Gorilla.
I got one.
So yeah, that's just a small example of things we've been hearing. Oh my God! Just for shits and giggles, let's see how Harley's doing.
Fucking put it. Yeah. Now watch, Harley will be like 120. Shit. And I'll buy it right now on live on the air.
Try 250.
I'll buy it live on the air.
You can buy the whole set. Well, somebody bought the whole set on May 14th, the whole series with Canadian packaging, mind you, for $400.
No, I can't. I can't get down with the Canadian packaging.
So, that's, wow. Secondary market, man. COVID prices, right?
That's it, man. It's insane some of the shit people are selling stuff for, but... Like I said, man, hell, you can't blame them. I mean, the consumer sets the market, and you know, fuck, if they're gonna pay it, and you can actually get another one, or you know, or you got multiples, do your thug this.
Yeah, I mean, I've never hated on the resellers too much. It's not something I participate in, but I'm not gonna tell anybody to not put money in their pocket at the same time, especially like you said. The reseller doesn't set the market. The buyer sets the market. So it's whatever somebody's willing to pay is what the market is. So people, I don't know if they had that unemployment money coming in or what was going on, man. But they have $150 JYD retros. Thanks, Jeff.
My goodness. Jeff with one F taking shots.
He didn't take a shot. He blessed a brother.
He did, but he, you know, he might be like us. He might want to return to sender.
He asked me if I was tempted to sell it. I was like, no, dude, that's not what I do this for.
I'd be like, why? How many you got? I'd be like, how many did Megalopolis give you, dog?
All right, let's move on to shopwwe.com. Talk about some of their new arrivals they have there. I've been looking at the past couple days and very excited to talk about these. I love event t-shirts, right? And to me, these highlight, and we've seen these pop up on Amazon in years past. I had like a, I can't remember. I think I had a Macho Man Ric Flair from WrestleMania 8 version of these. Just a real generic makeup. I'm sure it was a bootleg somebody just made. I'm sure WWF didn't see a cent of what I bought. But needless to say, still a cool shirt to have. I wore it a lot.
We're all about that. Bootleg action.
Bootleg. Some new arrivals and some event t-shirts. I'm going to go ahead and highlight them very quickly. We have WrestleMania 17 Rock Austin. Nice blue t-shirt. Pictures look great. A match that I call the end of the Attitude Era. WrestleMania 35. Ronda versus Becky versus Charlotte. You know, the all-women's main event. Very historic match. And Becky's in the middle. So there you go, Rucker. Do you think he would wear that, or you think because Charlotte's on and he wouldn't?
He would. He just wouldn't acknowledge her. That's what he did on his show. He said, well, this was his impression of me. Why's Becky on every fucking show? Like, duh, she's a part of the company. It's like, why is Charlotte carrying Becky again? And Rucker's trying to bend Becky. Becky fucking being a good worker. Good Lord. I love Rucker, though.
Royal Rumble 2000. Very underrated, not talked about enough matchup. Cactus Jack versus Triple H, a fantastic match. SummerSlam 2016, another match doesn't get talked about enough. John Cena versus AJ. A match that has been talked about to death. WrestleMania 3, Randy Savage, Ricky Steamboat. I love this match. I love Macho Man. Everyone knows that, but that match, you know, is the stereotypical favorite match of all time, right? So... SummerSlam 92, Brett versus Bulldog.
That was a banger.
Banger. Banger. Bulldog went over. NXT TakeOver 2015, Sasha versus Bayley, one of the best women's matches of all time. Don't at me. WrestleMania 25, Undertaker versus Shawn. WrestleMania 12, Brett versus Shawn. And No Way Out 2004, Eddie versus Brock. That might be a must-have.
That's sweet.
Where that was some Brett Elevens, right? be good to go. Got the Randy Orton Retro Legend Killer shirt with the gas mask. Pretty dope. And then, I don't know what this whack piece of shit is, but the new Scarlet shirt, that looks stupid.
That's garbage.
It's got bleach stains on it? What is that?
That's trash can juice, dog.
So, again, not doing so well. But, you know what? If I get to the point where I'm going to keep an eye out on deals, we all know how ShopWWE.com is, whether it be a buy one, get one for a dollar, 40% off shirts, whatever it may be, I'm going to catch some of these shirts on a deal. And not just one. I'm going to catch maybe two or three. Rachel's going to be pissed. But, you know, they ship out, one of their distribution centers is in Groveport, Ohio, which is not far from Columbus. So I get my shit quick when I order from WWE.
Have you ever stopped up by?
No, I have not.
That might be cool. Wonder if they'd let you do a walkthrough.
I don't really care to.
Yeah, but I mean, they might be like, wow, this dude, you know, here's a couple shirts.
Hey, maybe. I'm going to drive to Groveport, see what's popping.
I'm just saying. I might put an application in and just fucking start taking stuff.
You think if they had an AEW distribution center up by Jobbing with Josh, you would go there all the time?
I've heard that they've gotten so much business down in his area that they've been thinking about fucking manufacturing down there. But he finds out, fuck, he'll be working there.
Speaking of merch, go to our website, doingthefavor.com. Go over to merch, scroll down, pre-order yourself some socks, guys. We got plenty of pre-orders. These are going to be as many pre-orders as we get. How many we're going to order? It's going to be limited time. We're not going to have these for a long time. So, yeah, go to doingthefavor.com. Go to merch. Pre-order our socks. Hit up the Doing the Favor PayPal, which the marketing director set up. Neither of us get to handle the money, Barry. That's not what we do.
Damn it.
I know it.
Well, but I did pull Bill Venus in case, you know. You noticed that, I'm sure. I got a new vehicle.
I did.
And I used the sock money as down payment. Don't. You know, Rucker caught on to that shit.
I saw that on Facebook.
He messaged me immediately.
Also, while you're on merch, scroll down. Get one of our 5 t-shirts. That takes you, it's a direct link to over to whatamaneuver.net, one of the greatest t-shirt companies in the world. They've been fantastic to work with. Shout out to Michael over there, who's made the whole process of us getting shirts up great, paid us on time. All the proceeds from April and May go to the COVID-19 Response Fund, held by, organized by the World Health Organization. You guys did great with that. I'm not going to disclose the number because I don't want to brag about anything like that or seem like we are, but you guys all did great with that, exceeded our expectations. So, yeah, I'll be making the rest of that donation tonight, and I'll thank Michael for that. And we have a really good relationship with him. And all you guys are looking to open up a shirt store online, I highly recommend whatamaneuver.net. They have been great to work with, and I know they've worked with me in the past. Now they work with our marketing director exclusively because she handles all that now because she won't let me. And she's done a better job than I did ever even think about doing, but that's...
I was going to say, she did better than we ever fucking thought about doing, so...
But yeah, they're a pleasure to work with. They really are. And if you're unsure of how to do it, they'll navigate you through the process. Michael's a really good dude over there. Barry, you want to do some Amazon deals and get the fuck out of here?
I think we should.
We should. Let's do some Amazon deals really quick. As I go to Amazon.com, I type in WWE Elite. And I see what's popping. First off, I see you still have that Survivor Series Alicia Fox for $12 shipped. It's not bad. $12 Elite, man. Not terrible. You just want something for the loose collection, complete your women's collection, whatever it may be. She does have that goofy Raw shirt on, but whatever. What else do we see here? Eric Young, $16.30. Probably get that at Big Lots. Mandy Rose from Elite, what, 75? $15.88. Kairi Sane, 1929. Just scroll. The two-pack of the Samoa Joe Rey Mysterio from WrestleMania, what, 35, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it took Rey longer to get his outfit on for his entrance gear than it did the match. So, Ultimate Edition Ronda Rousey, $18.30. I know Barry's probably going to pick that up for himself.
$18 too much.
Nakamura down to $20.50. Remember, your targets do Amazon price match. So if you see one nicely in good condition on the pegs, pick it up. Do the price match. Elite 72 Daniel Bryan, $15.88. I love that figure. Ultimate Edition Bret Hart, $25.99. Don Morocco, Survivor Series Elite, which Barry Dill still has one on sale on the website, too, by the way. DoingTheFavor.com, go to Legwork, go down to For Sale. Barry has a Don Morocco. I have a Elite 74 Andrade and a Network Spotlight's Wendy Richter.
I think the Morocco's gone. Okay. I'm pretty sure Wando got that.
Okay, the scratch everything I just said. We still have Andrade up for grabs. We still have Wendy Richter up for grabs. Cost plus shipping. I don't know why I say it like that, but I do. Elite 66 Kurt Angle, $18.63. So I go on to the next page here. Scroll, scroll, scroll. And what do I see here? Sherry for $34.49. Man, that's really fluctuated up and down, hasn't it? Sherry on there?
Yeah, she's went from being $10 at, where was that we went to? Ollie's?
Big Lots. We saw Big Lots.
Yeah.
When you were in Columbus. Ultimate Edition Triple H, which I think is another great figure. $24.59 shipped. Again, Target does do Amazon price match. Save yourself $5. Entrance Great Jeff Hardy, $25. Entrance Great Kurt Angle, $15. Milkamania 3-pack, $32.90. Scroll. See anything else here really worthwhile? Not really. Goldberg Entrance Great for $43.
We've heard enough of that shit on the show.
We have. Elite Flashback Steven Regal, which a figure you gave me, I opened up $13.69 plus about $5 shipping. I think that's a great figure. I really like that a lot.
I can't believe you opened it up.
I did. I loved it, too. I loved opening up that figure. I love having it. You know what? That's one of the cooler figures I have that's on display. I'm really happy I opened that shit up. Let's sort by low high, see what we get here. Any banger deals?
I'm actually looking on Mercury right now.
Anything crazy?
Not too bad. Nothing too exciting. I mean, the Goldberg entrance, great. $40 on here.
Really?
Yeah.
I got that for like $9.
Well, that Andrade, somebody's trying to sell the Andrade on here for $40.
Go to the website. Cost plus shipping, man.
$40 plus $4.99 shipping. So, I mean, that's a hell of a discount over at the website, www.doingthefavor.com.
Yeah, man. I think that's a great figure. I can't believe I'm still sitting on it. I tell you what, you guys are going to fuck around and leave me here to my vices, drinking wine. I'm going to open that bitch.
I was going to say, it'll fucking get opened.
Yeah, that's AJ Styles Elite Top Picks, $14.50. I like that Top Picks figure. Comes with the belt, not terrible. Doesn't have the... It's kind of got the forehead. Not like other pronounced foreheads like on 74. But that's kind of all I got right now. Barry, you got anything else this week?
No, man. I think that's it. That's all I got.
Take us home, brother.
All right. Well, thank everybody for tuning in this week. Again, we had some serious issues. Got those out of the way. Had a little fun. You know, as always, you know, we can't thank you guys enough. Without you guys supporting us, we'd just be two guys talking into a microphone to each other and 12 people. But we definitely appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for, you know, buying our merch when we put something out. Knowing that, you know, we're getting nothing from it. We're helping other people. That's what we're about, you know, giving more than we take. So, with that, you can follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me on Twitter at ericbrown740, but the real hot fire is the show account on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. We're on all your major podcasting platforms. subscribe, rate, review. It really helps our algorithm. Guys, give us, go and jump on iTunes, give us those reviews. It really helps us out a lot. Thanks for hearing us out on the front end. Again, we weren't trying to get too political or single anybody out. Our whole thing is, our message is just inclusion. We want everyone to feel safe and loved in this country. And just be nice to your fellow man. That's one thing I love about being part of this community, being part of the Ohio Players, being part of several groups, chats on Twitter. You guys know what I'm talking about, that just basically just doing good things for good people. And, you know, when I see a lot of the heartbreak in the world, I know I can escape in the community and it's a safe place. And that's something that I think is fantastic. And hopefully we add to that.
And I co-sign everything you just said. And don't forget to go to the website, www.doingthefavor.com. With that, thank you guys again. Good night and God bless.
Yeah.
Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Erica Barrier up with ETF and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio Players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.